This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A woman who was burned during the firebombing in Boulder earlier this month has died. That's according to state prosecutors. 82-year-old Karen Diamond had been hospitalized since the attack with severe injuries. She's the first victim to die from the firebombing. The state has also filed first-degree murder charges against the suspect who allegedly used Molotov cocktails to attack peaceful demonstrators on the Pearl Street Mall. He also faces attempted murder charges and a number of hate crime charges in federal court. He remains in custody. Colorado College has a new president, Manya Whitaker. With more on the Board of Regents pick, here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Whitaker has been serving as interim president since 2024, filling out the contract of the previous president, L. Song Richardson. In a welcome statement, Whitaker acknowledged the volatility in the higher education world now, which faces political pressure, shifting student expectations, and challenging job markets.
Liberal arts colleges in particular must be strategic and nimble. And CC is well prepared to meet this moment.
The college in Colorado Springs is distinct for its academic calendar, where students take one intensive course at a time for 3.5 weeks. Whitaker has been at Colorado College since 2011 in various roles, including professor of education and chief of staff. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Also in southern Colorado, a funeral home owner who improperly stored nearly 200 bodies has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. John Halford's sentence was for nearly $900,000 in COVID aid fraud. He pleaded guilty to using that aid to fund a lavish lifestyle for himself and his wife. This as dead bodies remain stacked in the Return to Nature funeral home for years in Penrose, west of Pueblo. Halford also faces sentencing in a state case involving dozens of charges of corpse abuse. This is CPR News and KRCC.